You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Welcome to What's New in iOS 11. I'm Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. In this particular podcast, I'm going to cover some of the highlights and main features that you can find within iOS 11. This is just going to discover and talk about the new things you can find in notification centers, the control center, the app store, talk a little bit more about the what happens to any of the 32-bit apps, and then lastly, we're going to discuss about the dictionary and the spotlight. More to come in other podcasts, so you can listen to those, but if you want to listen to these particular highlights, hang on, and we're going to be talking about them right now. The Notification Center. Now, this has been redesigned, and it is pretty radically different than what we are accustomed to. It is a very strange beast to describe and to tell you all. Some of the things we were used to before still exist, but to let you know, the Notification Center is now essentially the same thing as the lock screen. What you have on your lock screen is also what you should see in Notification Center. It used to be two separate entities, and that is not the case anymore. So it's going to look very similar and very familiar. Okay, so I'm going to open up the Notification Center and kind of show you what I have. Let's see.
9:29 p.m. Okay. Status bar item. Newson. 9:29 p.m.
All right. I'm going to go to the top here.
9:29 p.m.
All right. I'm going to swipe right so you can see what kind of notifications I have. And so you can see what things are different. And I'm going to kind of explain some things because it's going to look different each time you open up the app. And I'll explain that. So as you open up the Notification Center, I'm going to swipe to the right.
Sunday, September 10th.
Okay. So it's September when I'm doing, or the 10th. Sunday, and it is the date and time there. It's swiped to the right.
Earlier today, heading.
All right. Now, the first thing I want to tell you, if you are listening to any kind of media, the media is going to show up right before this earlier today. So if you're watching a TV show or listening to music, the media control is going to appear here. Plus, any time that we have yet to figure out how the algorithm works and why things get displayed differently in Notification Center. The more and more you use a Notification Center, the more you're going to understand what I'm trying to say, because it really is in like in two segment or two panels. And what I mean by that is at the very top section, it's like it's a whole different beast we have never seen before. And that's going to have the media control if you have anything going on. If you haven't seen a notification recently and it applies, I think it's after, if there's a notification you haven't seen in so many minutes, it's going to show up separately than from the earlier today, yesterday, and etc. So it's like it's going to show the notification there, and there's no way to clear that section. So you can't clear all those items. So if you have three notifications in this area before you get the earlier today, it is, you're going to have to clear it one by one. Yes, that is how Apple designed it, and that's how we're going to have to deal with it. And for the time being, that's what they're going to give us. To clear these apps, you just do a flick up and I'll say clear. And you just double tap it and I'll clear that notification one by one. Now, the second panel are the segments. So if you have like the earlier today and yesterday, those are still put together so we can clear out that section. So if I go to the right.
Clear notifications in section button.
So there's that section I was telling about how, so earlier today, so these are the notifications I've gotten.
Test score, 1 hour ago, report, Steelers fear to Stephen Tortor biceps.
Okay.
Received six. Weather gods, 2 hours ago, Lee Summit live, sun setting at 7:33 p.m. The weather, 3 hours ago, happening now, Hurricane Irma makes second landfall as Tampa braces for impact.
Okay, so these are all the notifications. So you can still clear out one by one. I'm going to give you an example. So you just do a swipe up.
Clear.
So you have your clear options. So you just double tap on clear.
More.
And then you have the more options. You can double tap that and it'll give you the more options.
Activate default.
And then you have your activate, which will open up the notification to the specific app you want. So that's how the notification is going to work up in the top section. That's going to for how clearing out the notifications. So if I kept swiping down, I'll see what I had for yesterday. And I've already cleared those out. So I'm going to go back left to clear.
Weather test score. One clear notifications in section.
Double
confirm
tap
clear
down.
Notifications in section.
So confirm.
All right. View notifications button.
All right. So did you hear that new notification? So that's a button that comes up. And honestly, I'm not sure why it's there. I'm sure some of you will be able to explain it to me. That's great. Because when I double tap it here,
no older notifications.
It just tells me there's no older notification. So
Sunday, September 10th.
It goes back to the time. Go right.
View notifications.
View button. Notification and to the right.
Press home to open button.
Yes. Press home. You see, this is so much like this the lock screen. Yes, that's how it works. And yes, it's sitting here in the notification center. And now, double tapping this doesn't do anything. It's just odd.
Page 2 of 3.
And then we still have the page 2 of 3. So if you swipe to the right, you'll get to the today section. And if you swipe 3 fingers to the left, you'll get to your camera. So those items are still the exact same thing. And a note that I'm not going to show you, but in the camera mode, you can just do a 3-finger swipe to the right to the camera. So if you turn on your camera, if I do a 3-finger swipe to the left.
Camera.
All right, you get to that camera. You can take the picture if you want.
Take picture button.
But the new item is a QR code. This is a nice feature. This is a real-time QR code reader. So if you place a QR code in front of your camera, it will detect it. It'll say QR code, and then you'll be able to activate it, and then it will tell you what the QR code represents. So it could be text, hyperlink, and things like that. So that's a nice feature. So you don't need an additional app to do a QR reader. I like it. It works pretty well. And so the QR code is now available in the camera. So that is the new redesign format of the notifications changes. There's a lot of mixed feelings about this. I don't like it very much, but that'll be up to you. I'd be curious how you think the notification center has changed for you. So that is everything you should know about the Notification Center. The Control Center has also gone through a major redesign. There are some new features within the Control Center. There are some good things and some bad things, so I'm going to introduce you what is new with the Control Center. All right, the first thing I want you to do and to know that the Control Center now has widgets that you can move around, turn off, and turn on. And that is one of the biggest things that's really cool about the new Control Center. You can actually add widgets to the Control Center. Now, in saying that, there are some caveats and some catch-22, which I'm going to show you. But the first thing I want to show you is the control panel settings. So if you go under the Apple settings and come down to the Control Center,
button.
And go ahead and double tap here.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
The first thing you want to do is you're going to go to the right.
Control Center. Heading.
And
swipe up from the bottom of the screen to view access within apps. On.
Okay. Go to one more.
Allow access to Control Center within apps. When disabled, customize controls. Button.
Customize controls. So the first thing you want to do is you want to come in here. And so you can set up the controls and the widgets that you want to show up in the Control Center. So I'm going to double
Selected.
Tap that.
Control Center. Back button.
All right. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Customize. Add and organize additional controls to appear in Control Center.
Okay. I'm going to show you all the different widgets you can do. One of my favorite things I will show you, and I'll give you a little snippet demonstration of how to use one of those. As you swipe to the right.
Include. Heading. Screen recording.
Whoops.
Include. Heading. Flashlight.
All right. Action. So the first item is flashlight, which is cool. If you don't use flashlight like myself, I have no use for a flashlight, so that's a nice feature that you could be able to get rid of that.
Reorder flashlight.
So if I swipe to the right, you can reorder the flashlight, or you go back to the flashlight.
Flashlight.
And I'm going to swipe up.
Remove.
And I'm going to double tap to remove it. And timer. Now the flashlight is removed.
Timer.
And now the next item is a timer. So I'll leave that on, and I'm going to go ahead and swipe to the right.
Reorder timer.
Button. And by the way, to reorder, you just double tap hold and use your finger to go up and down. But I'm not going to do an in-depth process. I'm just showing you what's new.
Calculator. Reorder calculate. Camera. Reorder camera. Screen recording.
Okay. Screen recorder I put on the list. This is my go-to favorite. I'm going to show you why I like this. And it is exactly what it says. Screen recording. It also to do audio recording. And I'm going to show that to you as well. So if you podcasters out there want to do something like that, this is going to be something really cool. All right. I'm going to keep swiping to the right.
Reorder screen recording. But Apple TV remote. Reorder Apple TV remote. More controls. Heading.
All right. Here comes some more controls. Now, these are the items that are not in the control center, but you can add them to it. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Insert accessibility shortcuts. Button.
If you want the accessibility touch, you just double tap here and it'll insert it. It'll put it up above where it can be available. You can rearrange it in order as you like it. And I'm going to show you the rest here.
Accessibility short. Insert alarm. Button.
Alarm.
Alarm. Insert do not disturb while driving.
Do not button. Disturb while driving. That is a brand new one.
Do not insert flashlight. Button.
Mm-hmm. The one I just removed.
Flashlight. Insert guided access. Button.
Guided access.
Guided access. Insert low power mode. Button.
Mm-hmm. Low power mode.
Low power
which
mode.
Is nice.
Insert magnifier. Button. Magnifier. Insert notes. Button. Notes. Insert stopwatch. Stopwatch. Insert text size. Text size. Insert voice memos. Voice memos. Insert wallet. Button. Wallet. Wallet.
And that is it. So once you are done, we'll go ahead and get out of here. And
settings.
I'm going to go to the home screen or my main springboard. I'm going to do my three fingers up and show you the control center.
Airplane mode. Switch button off.
Okay. So the
double
first item
the
is we have our airplane mode. This is kind of, now these things, there's kind of like three panels in here. There's the upper section, there's the middle section, and then there's the lower section. The middle section is your media control. So everything is in one page now. There are no multiple pages anymore as you did in the old iOS 10, which is nice, but you'll have to be doing more flicking than normal. Not my favorite, and I'll show you why. Because all the things I just customized, I thought, wow, this is going to be really cool. I can customize my widgets and apps. But guess what? They shoved that all into the third panel down below the media. Yeah, that's not what I was expecting. I was hoping it would be at the top so I wouldn't have to be flicking so much. But that's not the case. So I'm going to show you something else on this control center.
Cellular data. Switch button on.
Cellular data. That's something different, which is kind of cool because airplane mode used to turn off the cell MY. Now you can turn off the cell right off the bat. So that's something that's really nice.
Wi-Fi, Mickey Mouse. Switch button.
The Wi-Fi. There's something a little new with this part, and it's a very unique. If I want to disconnect from that, you just double tap that and turns it off, right? However, what the cool thing is, it doesn't totally turns it off. If I leave the house, go somewhere else, they already have connection with the Wi-Fi, it'll automatically connect to the Wi-Fi, and you'll have to go in there and double tap to turn off the Wi-Fi. So it, essentially, when you turn it off, it doesn't turn off completely off like it did before, like a light switch for everything. So it will work. It just says I'm being disconnected at the current location I'm at until I go to the next location and gets connected. A little weird, but that's just something a little small I want to tell you about.
Bluetooth, not connected. Switch
same
button.
Thing.
Media controls, music.
Okay, here's that media control. So we're now in the medium in the middle panel I was telling you about. So if I keep going to the right.
Rewind, dim, play, fast forward, lock rotation. Switch button on.
Now we're at the third panel, at the bottom half panel. This is where all your customized stuff shows up, kind of, sort of. Obviously, the first one here is a lock orientation. That is still going to be at the very top. You can't organize that. That is there.
Do not disturb. Switch button on.
That is going to be there.
Double brightness, 27%.
Mm-hmm.
Adjustable.
Brightness.
Volume, 62%. Screen mirroring. Timer button.
There's the part. So now you're in the timer section. This is where it gets customized stuff. So this is where your widget comes in play. So if you have accessibility touch on here, a magnifier, or my screen recording, that's going to show up here. So obviously, you see what I'm saying is that you have to flip, or go all the way to the bottom and then work your back upward. So you just kept swiping left to get to the stuff you want. So it's not what I expected, and it's probably not going to be what you expected. So I'm going to keep going to the right.
Calculator, camera, screen recording, button, Apple TV remote, button, Apple TV remote.
And then
button.
That's it. You remember all those items that we had in the settings. Now, I did tell you.
Screen recording.
Screen button. Recording. If you have a 3D phone, a 3D touch, do a 3D touch on that screen recording.
Microphone audio off.
You hear that? Off. Microphone audio. You can double tap this to turn on.
On.
And now the microphone audio will be on along with the video. No, you can't turn off the video. The video is always on. It has to be in a video. And it will always be saved as a video. So it will come with a video and audio. The other thing to let you know that I learned the hard way, if the screen curtain is on while you're doing the video recording, guess what? They're not going to see anything. It's just going to be a black screen. So you have to have the screen curtain off if you want to have the video shown to somebody that's sighted. I found that about the hard way, and it's kind of interesting how that works. But I want to let you know that as well. If you go to the left,
start recording.
And now you can double tap to start recording. I'm going to go ahead and just do that. Double tap on here.
Start recording.
And now you can hit the home and you can go all the way around, do your recording. And stop when recording. You come back, you can hit the stop recording and double tap.
Stop recording.
Then it's going to save it directly to your camera roll or your video roll. So
microphone audio on. Start recording.
And then it goes back to where it's not selected anymore. So that video roll gets saved. So that is the new redesign of the control center. And you can see how they totally reformatted everything for good and bad. There's some things I like, do like, and some things I don't like about it. But that is the new control center. The app switcher has gotten a redesign and a new face. It's a little different than how we were using app switcher before. Not too much, but there are a few things I wanted to show you. So to open up the app switcher, you just do a double tap on the home and it brings up the app switcher.
App switcher. Voice stream.
Okay. The first thing I wanted to let you know is the last and latest app that you have open. It's going to obviously set focus to that. So VoiceStream was my last app that I use. And the older the app and the previous apps are going to be towards the left. So if you swipe to the left.
Mail. Active.
That's the one before
swipe
that.
Swipe up with three fingers to messages. Active.
Messages.
Messages.
And active. Then I got the snare drum.
Swipe up with three fingers to close the app.
Now, there's two things I want to let you know about this. First of all, when you close an app, it's the same gesture as you had before. You can get the three-finger swipe up, or you can do the one-finger flick up to close. So
close messages.
I'll do the one-finger flick up, double tap.
Closing messages. Mail. Active.
And it goes to the next item. I'm going to swipe up again to close it. And which, by the way, that's the first thing I wanted to tell you. Before, in iOS 10 and older, we were able to flick up, do a double tap delete, and then it was set to the delete mode. So you just keep doing a one tap double tap, and it would close. One single double tap, it would close. That is no longer. It will not work. If you do a single finger double tap, it will just activate the app, not close it. So you'll have to flick up to close or a three finger swipe up to close each and every app. So let me close this one.
Close mail.
Okay.
Closing mail. Voice stream. Active.
Now this is the last one. It's the only app left with the app switcher. This is where it changed. When you close the very last app in the app switcher, this is what's going to happen. So I'm going to swipe up.
Close voice stream.
Close it.
Closing voice stream. Back box.
And it takes me right to my home screen or your springboard. So you're right back up to the home screen.
Mail. Two unready.
Okay. Now if you try to go back to the app switcher with nothing in it, just do a double tap home.
App switcher has no items.
It just tells me that there's no more items, and there's a haptic feedback that says it's just a vibrate, just to let you know there's nothing there. So it only will show up when you have an app active in the app switcher. So that's the new redesign feature of the app switcher. A brand new app store, totally redesigned, total new user interface. All those things have changed in the App Store. There are some pretty good things about the App Store. There's some things that I do like about iOS 11. It would be the App Store. There are just some improvements in here that are pretty cool. However, according to this current version of iOS 11, it is a little quirky. There are some weird things to it, and I'll try to point those out to you so if you ever come across it, you understand what it is. Hopefully, as iOS 11 matures out, a lot of the things get removed and you won't be as much of a problem. This is not going to be an in-depth show. I'm just going to show you the highlights, where they move things, what some of the new things, and where you can find certain things. So let's go ahead and get into the App Store.
App Store.
And I'm going to go ahead and double tap to open that.
Selected. Mm-hmm. Games. Heading.
Okay. Now, the first thing you're going to notice is that at the bottom left,
Today tab, one of five.
They have some new tabs down here. So you have your Today's tab.
Selected. Games.
You go to the right, is your Games tab. Yes, they have separated the games into its own tab.
Apps tab.
We have the Apps tab, which is kind of like what's new and what you can think, what new apps you can look at that. We'll take a look at that in a second.
Updates tab.
We have the Updates, and then
Search tab.
Lastly, it's the Search, which is the bottom right. I'm going to go to the Today's tab.
Today
tab. I'm going to show
Today,
you something
Sunday.
Here. Let's go to the top.
Today, Sunday, September 10th.
So it is today, Sunday, September 10th. And as I swipe to the right,
My Account
button. There's the My Account button. This is a really cool how they did this. I'm going to show you what's in this because a lot of the things that we had a hard time finding, or it was just, it just took some quite a bit of doing to get to these particular items. They put it all in one nice package and it's right in here. So I'll double tapping this in.
My Account. Account. Heading.
As I swipe to the right.
Done.
Done's the top right-hand corner.
Thomas Donville.
Now, that's My Account. If you double-tap that, that'll actually take you to your account information, and you can do all sorts of things in there. But what I want to show you is you go to the right.
Purchased button.
Purchase. That is where your purchase stuff is. So if you have purchased something before and you want to see your history, you come in here to the purchase. That is moved into here along with...
Redeem gift card or code.
Redeem your card. So those are, this is the area where you insert the promo codes and your gift cards.
Send gift card by email. Button.
And the option to send a gift card. And then lastly,
sign out.
Button. You can sign out. So I'm going to go back to top right hand corner, done, get out of
done.
Here.
Button.
Today. Let's go to the second tab
Selected.
Here.
Games. Tab.
Double tap on
Selected.
Games. Go games. Towards the top.
Games. Heading. Games. Heading.
All right. Now we're going to get through into the headings. So if you swipe down.
New games we love. Heading.
Mm-hmm.
Game on the gridiron. Heading. Top paid. Heading. Top free. Heading.
So that's where the top paid, top free is now, where you're asking yourself, where's the categories? Just keep going.
Top categories.
There Heading. It is. So these are the top categories. So, and if you go to the right.
See all. Button.
You can say see all, and that will show you all the categories. Otherwise, you're just going to see the top categories. Now, the weird thing about this App Store, and I'm going to give you kind of a heads up. Check this out. So if I go to the top,
games,
and then do a swipe down, you think you're at the top. I can even do a four-finger tap towards the top here.
Games, heading.
Okay, and then I do a swipe down.
Top free, heading.
And it just goes right to the top free.
Top categories.
Top categories. See, I missed those stuff. So the weird part about this, I have to swipe back all the way
top
up.
Top free, heading. Top paid. Heading. Game on the gridiron. New games we love. Games. Heading.
Before you can hear that and then go back down.
New games we love. Game on the gridiron.
So I'm just going to give you a heads up. That is going to occur with you. So if you're in some weird spot and you use headings, that's going to be the quirk. The apps.
Selected. Games. Tab. Apps. Tab.
It's exactly with the games. It has its own section. It has its own categories. Top free. Top paid. And things like that. The update.
Updates. Tab.
This has changed quite a bit. Double tap
Updates.
This.
Heading.
I'm going to top left.
Updates. Heading.
All right. If you have any pending update, of course, when you swipe to the right.
My Account. Button. Updated recently. headache.
All right. There is no pending update. If there were, it will show you apps that you can update. Like the old way, as you swipe to the right, you can see the program name, and then it gives you the option to update. What has changed here is that if it has updated today or recently, it's going to tell you when it was updated, and then it gives you a brief description on the fly. This is really nice. I like this a lot. So I'll just do a couple as an example.
Facebook. Today, thanks for using Facebook. To make our app better for you, we bring updates to the App Store regularly. Every update of our Facebook app includes improvements for speed and reliability. As new features become available, we'll highlight those for you in the app. Button.
As you can hear here, it just said everything. It was done today. And then if I swipe to the right,
open.
Button. It says open. I go to the right.
Anchor. Today, music is better than ever in this all-new version of Anchor. You can now. Semicolon, browse your playlist from Apple Music or Spotify for a faster way to add music to your station. Save any song you discover while listening to your Apple Music or Spotify collection. Add songs to episodes. They won't sync to your external...
This is pretty cool. So everything is pretty well defined, more tight, and we're able to hear things more than we have done before. I'm going to show you the search.
Search. Tab.
This
search.
Has changed heading. A little bit. I'm going to...
Search. Heading. App Store. Search field.
Uh-huh.
Trending. Heading.
And it's going to show you the trending. So if you don't put any search, you can actually see what's trending.
Game Pigeon. Button. NFL. Button. DirecTV. Button.
And you can double tap that and see whatever you want. So let's go do a search.
Search. Heading. App Store. Search field. Search field. Is editing.
Okay, I'm going to
App
put
Store.
Twitter.
Insertion point at start.
Twitter.
Inserted Twitter.
I'm going to do a search.
Search.
Okay.
Twitter. Twitter. Search field.
I'm going to show you a couple of things that have changed.
Clear text. Button.
As you go to the right.
Twitter. News. 3¾ stars. 508 ratings. Button. Open. Button.
Okay.
Developer. Twitter. Inc. Button. Periscope. Live video streaming around the world. Social networking. 4¼ stars. 20 ratings. Button.
Now listen to this. If I have already downloaded before, you're going to get a new title.
Redownload. Button.
It says redownload. Isn't that interesting? And also...
Periscope.
If you go into the Periscope
search.
Things are changing here a little bit. It's a little bit more verbose and without flicking so much.
Periscope. Live video streaming around the world. Heading. Twitter. Inc. Redownload. Button. More. Button. 4.4. 20 ratings. Apps. 18. Stickers. 17 plus. Age.
So you see they got a little more things in there so you don't have to do as much swiping anymore.
What's new? Heading.
And et cetera, et cetera. So everybody... thing is pretty much the same as you remember the App Store. So those are pretty much the highlights and a feature and the quirks I want to show you and the App Store. 32-bit apps are no longer. As we have been predicted and you probably have known if you're not a beginner, you're more the intermediate and advanced, if you have used iOS before, you probably have known that the any apps that are 32 bits will no longer work in iOS 11. So if you're still on iOS 10.3.3, you can just simply go to the settings, general, about, go down where it says applications, so it tells you how many applications on your device. Double tap that, and that will show you a list of all the apps that are 32-bit and that are not available on 64-bit. So those are the apps that will not work on iOS 11. So before you make your update to iOS 11, I would make a good look at that list so you can make sure there's something that you can't live without. Because if there isn't a 64-bit app, you will not be able to use it. I'm going to show you what it looks like if you try to. And as you can see, it will not work. So I'm going to go to one of these folders that I have.
News folder.
I'm going to go ahead and do a double tap open.
Opening news folder. News.
All right. I'm going to go to the
double
right.
Tap. News now. In iCloud. Double tap to open.
News now is an NPR app that I used to use. And it was a fantastic app. But you will hear that it's in the cloud. That means it is a 32-bit app. It really means two different things, really. In the cloud, it could represent that the app has been removed because it was trying to make space, and you can double tap that and re-download the app. And the second reason why you get that when it says News Now in the cloud is because it's 32-bit and it's just sitting there waiting until they update it by the developer. I'm not sure if they're going to update this, but if you try to use it, if you double tap this,
alert, news now needs to be updated.
It just says it just needs to be updated. Now, if it was one of the apps I was clearing out to make space, it will start downloading the file.
This app needs to be updated by the developer to work on this version of iOS.
So in this case, it just tells me it is 32-bit and the developers have to update it.
Keep button.
So you can get the option to keep it until see if they will update it. And I will tell you now that there is going to be some chance. Maybe they're just waiting until the iOS 11 drops. And it may take some while before they create the 64-bit app. Or they just simply just dropped it from the face of the earth and they don't want to update it. So you can double tap to keep it. Or if you swipe to the right,
delete
button. You can delete the app. So those are the two options, and that is how the 32-bit apps will react and how you can check for it, and etc. There is a very small new feature that I thought some people out there would like, and I think it's worth mentioning to you. There's now a dictionary within the Spotlight. The Spotlight has gone through some changes, but not too significant as in any type of redesign. It's just more that when you do a Spotlight, you really are accessing so much more than you have before, and you can actually search for things within apps that you never have before. So when you get to play with a Spotlight, there's a lot more options. But I want to show you something new that's called the dictionary. So I'm going to go to the Spotlight here.
Today, page 104.
Okay, search. I'm going to do search a field. Search.
Dictate button.
I'm going to go ahead and just do something that's on top of our mind here recently. And I'll go ahead and dictate that. Hurricane.
Inserted hurricane.
Okay, so I'm going to do a search here.
Search. Use the road, 20 items found. Show okay. Hurricane Irma Sakhdi.
I'm going to go ahead and do by headings.
Audio ducking. Speaking rate. Words. Characters. Language. Vertical navigation. Headings.
All right. I'm going to swipe down until we find the dictionary.
Safari. Heading. Suggested websites. Show more. Button. Lire. Heading. App Store. Heading. Search in app. Button. Mail. Heading. Search in app. Button. Siri knowledge. Heading. Show more. Button. Web videos. Heading. Show more. Button. Dictionary. Heading.
There's a dictionary. And when you swipe to the right here, we're going to hear the dictionary and definition of a hurricane.
Her middle dot re middle dot cane vertical line modifier vertical line h re modifier low vertical line can vertical line noun bullet a storm with a violent wind, in particular a tropical cyclone in the Caribbean. The Oxford American Dictionary. Button.
So I thought that was pretty useful because I typically don't know how to spell things out correctly. So this is a great way to not only spell things out, but to get your dictionary need. And so you can search up something pretty quickly. You don't need an app for that. And so I want to show that. So there's a new dictionary in the Spotlight. Well, there you have it. Those are the highlights that I have presented to you. Obviously, there's much, much more in iOS 11 for you to find out on your own. There's a variety of podcasts that I have covered what's new in iOS 11. Be sure to check them out. And there are going to be many, many little things you will find in iOS 11. And there's just lots and lots of them. And I'm just not able to cover everything. But I just wanted to at least give you some of the highlights that I think was prudent and informative that the people would like to hear for themselves. So again, my name is Thomas Domfell, also Not a Mouse, and that's going to do for what's new in iOS 11 for this podcast. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.